WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATV disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Good morning, bride. Good morning. On this beautiful Wednesday morning, I'm going to give everybody a couple of minutes to get signed in. We have a very important Bible study this morning. This is probably one of the most crucial ones for the bride. So, let's get our Bibles turned over to Leviticus chapter 19. And remember, bride, I use the King James Version of the Bible. The Thompson Chain Reference Bible. This was my mother's Bible. It is the King James, and the reason I like the King James is because of the story behind it. It's a very interesting story. I'll just show you that one day about the story of King James and what he went through to bring us the Bible, the English word. It's actually very interesting. All right, so let me turn this up a little bit. There we go. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray and then we'll get started. And we definitely need to pray today because of the subject matter that we're talking about. We need to have the blood of Jesus on us today. Okay? Lord, we just pray today over this Bible study, Lord, and we pray that your will be done and that you will teach us, Holy Spirit, how to guard the gates to our heart, how to guard the gates to our home, and how to guard the gates in our church. Help us, Lord, to shut all the gates to the enemy and to be wise stewards of the children that you have given us, Lord, and wise stewards of our homes and our churches. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now listen, I'm going to read you a few scriptures before we get started in Leviticus 19. that have to do with the occult, and why should we stay away from the occult? It says, you are wearied with your many... This is Isaiah 47:13. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let now the astrologers, those who prophesy by the stars, those who predict by the new moon, stand up and save you from what will come upon you. Micah 3:7. The seers will be ashamed, and the diviners will be embarrassed indeed. They will all cover their mouths, because there is no answer from God. Deuteronomy 18:11. Or one who casts a spell, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. Jeremiah 27:9. But as for you, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, or your sorcerers who speak to you, saying, you will not serve the king of Babylon. Leviticus 19:31. Do not turn to... Well, we're going to do that one on 19. Jeremiah 10:2. Thus saith the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations. In other words, don't be confounded by culture. Don't follow culture. And do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. Exodus 22:18. You shall not allow a sorceress to live. 1 Samuel 28:7. Then Saul said to his servants, seek for me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor. You know, mediums are kind of like preachers. You know, they're kind of a person that you go to speak to the dead, to the evil. All right, Deuteronomy 18:10. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer. 1 Chronicles 10:13. So Saul died for his trespass which he committed against the Lord, because of the word of the Lord which he did not keep, and also because he asked counsel of a medium, making inquiry of that. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Bride, that's one of the reasons Saul died, is because he sought out the occult? That is sad, isn't it? Daniel 4:7. Then the magicians, the conjurers, and the Chaldeans, and the diviners came in, and I related to a dream to them, but they could not make its interpretation known to me. Deuteronomy 18:10-11. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, one who casts a spell, a medium, a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. Isaiah 8:19. When they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? Exodus 7:11-22. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also, the magicians of Egypt, did the same with their secret arts. For each one threw down his staff, and they turned into serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staff. Yet Pharaoh's heart was hardened and did not listen to them. Bride, I want you to hear what that scripture is saying right there, because I believe that is what's coming to the church. A false Jesus is being presented out there right now. Yes, they can do signs, miracles, and wonders. That's exactly what happened right there. It's saying those sorcerers could do the same thing as Moses. We have to know the truth in this hour. What is the truth? And how do you know the truth? You judge it by the word of God and doctrine. You judge it by the word, by the fruits. That's why we cannot lust after signs, miracles, and wonders. We cannot follow that and think that somebody's okay because they're operating in that. Even the devil, even the Antichrist will be doing that, okay? So let's go Exodus 8:7-18. The magicians did the same with their secret arts, making frogs come out of the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may remove the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, "The honor is yours to tell me. When shall I entreat you for your servants and your people that the frogs be destroyed from you and your houses, that they may be left only in the Nile?" See, even right there, the magicians, the false, did the same as God. Okay, so let's go to Acts 16, 16 through 18. "It happened that as we were going to a place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying, saying, 'These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation.' She continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And it came out that very moment." Let me tell you, Bride, how that story ended. Those people in that city got mad at him for casting that demon out because it cost them money. See, that when the false uses gifts like that falsely and they have a motive, see what I mean? They will be mad when the truth comes. All right, let's go Acts 19, 19. "And many of those who practiced magic brought their books together and began burning them in the sight of everyone. And they counted up the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver." Come on now, Acts 19, 19. What that is saying is they got rid of all occultic things and they burned it. And they paid the price of it. They recognized, "I am not touching the unclean thing." The whole city got together and burned it. Would y'all let me know if I'm hung up? Will you, somebody type in there, "Hey, good morning, Jean. Good morning, Bobby," and let me know if y'all can hear me. Because she is saying that it's hung up. Will y'all let me know if it is? Would y'all please let me know if I'm hung up? If so, I'd have to redo it. Good morning. Am I hung up, Jean? Or can you hear me good? Will you let me know? Let me type it in here. Okay, so you can hear me. Okay, good. Okay, very good, Miss Jean. Okay. I'm sorry, Miss Belinda. All right, well, let's continue then. 2 Kings 23, 24. "Moreover, Josiah removed the mediums and the spiritists and the teraphim and the idols and all abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might confirm the words of the law which were written in the book of Hakkah, the priest, found in the house of the Lord." Lord, help us to remove the occult. Remove all items that's even touched the unclean thing. Let's be quick to just throw it away. We don't want anything to do with that mess. Let us be like these people. Daniel 2:2. "Then the king gave orders to call in the magicians, the conjurers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came in and stood before the king." Micah 5:12. "I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you will have fortune tellers tell you no more." Hey, listen, you know what I just called on to from that scripture, Bride? If the kings of the days of old even trusted the sorcerers and the diviners, that means that some of their prophecies had to have come true. Come on now. If some of their prophecies that they had spoken in the evil way had not come true, the king would not even have trusted them with his life. So what does that tell you? That some of these false prophets that are out here giving these words that seem accurate still does not make them a true prophet, because even the diviners of the days of old did that. You see what I mean? We have to have discernment in this hour.
Okay, Genesis 44, 2 through 5. Put my cup, the silver cup, in the mouth of the sack of the youngest, and his money for the grain. And he did as Joseph had told him. As soon as it was light, the men were sent away, they with their donkeys. They had just gone up out of the city and were not far off. When Joseph said to his house steward, "Up, follow the men, and you overtake them," say to them, "Why have you repaid evil for good?" 1 Samuel 28:3, and then we'll get started in the book. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, his own city, and Saul had removed from the land all those who were mediums and spiritists. Wow. Okay. Now let's go ahead and start in Leviticus 19. Let me get my glasses on. Remember, Bride, I used the King James Version because he almost died 4 or 5 times giving us this book, and I'm very thankful for it. So this is the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. So we're in Leviticus 19, and we're learning why should we avoid witchcraft and the occult. Okay, let's start. And remember, I used the little man here on the YouVersion app in the King James, of course. Here we go.
Leviticus 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
All right.
Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God."
All right, Brian, what do we hear here from the beginning? God is putting his foot down. Listen, people, I am holy. I am the Lord your God. You know, he's letting us know who he is.
"And if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable, it shall not be accepted. Therefore every one that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people."
Okay, so in other words, I am God. I am the Lord. I like it done this way. If you don't do it this way, you'll pay a price type of deal.
"And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest."
Wow, guess what's coming in my spirit right now, Bride? Wow, this is amazing. He's saying, if you continue to touch the unclean thing, when the harvest comes in, you will not reap from it, because you have tainted yourself. That's what he's saying right here. Wow, that is a revelation. Here we go.
"Thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God."
Oh.
"Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord."
Okay, what he's saying.
"Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him."
What he's saying is, I am jealous for you. I am a jealous God. So don't do all these things, because I'm holy. Good morning, Miss Tammy and Bobby. Good morning.
"The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy God. I am the Lord."
All right, pause right there. See where it says, "Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind"? You know what came to my spirit on that too, Bride? Is when we stand on the platforms and we are up there dressed satanically, you know, dressed inappropriately, not modest, drawing unnecessary attention to ourselves. That is what that is. You're a stumbling block before the blind. Why do you say that? Because the people in the audience, the church, that are there to get healed are blind. A lot of them are blind. They're blind to lust. And if you're up there feeding that lust, you're a stumbling block to them. Come on now.
He shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty.
Uh-oh.
But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Well, the Lord, he's laying down the law to the children of Israel, and he's telling them how they can live together peaceably. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, basically.
You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind.
Wait a minute. Pause. What is wrong with this phone? Pause. Did he just say right here, do not mix? Is that what God is saying? Even with the cattle? Do not mix. I'm going to tell you, God hates mixing, church. When we bring it in the church, we're mixing. I've even got it written in the Bible here, no mixing, keep it pure. Yeah, so let me read that scripture again. You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let the cattle gender with different kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Stop mixing. All right, let's keep going.
Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. And whosoever lieth carnally with a woman that is a bondmaid, betrothed to an husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he hath done. And the sin which he hath done shall be forgiven him. And when ye shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of.
Wow.
In the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord withal.
Wow.
And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times.
Okay, this is the occult. There it is again.
Ye shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
That is tattoos. We did a study on that one day.
Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom, and the land become full of wickedness.
Okay, pause. I want to show you this, bride. When he says that right there, look at the big picture. In other words, if you let sin in the camp, it will roll from the top down. And that is the truth. That is the truth if I have ever seen it in verse 29. He's saying if you let sin in the camp and you open the door to prostitution in your camp, it's going to spread throughout the camp. This is the same way with the occult. If you open the door to the occult in your church, in your home, it opens up a wide gate. We have to shut the gate. And the churches that are doing this, that are bringing the occult in, like say at Halloween, and they're bringing in occultic things, occultic ideas, and doing whole plays around it, that is so satanic. You do not have to partner with Satan to win souls. That is tainting the waters of the altar. That's what it's saying here. If you give the devil an inch, he will take you further than you ever want to go. So do not prostitute your daughter. Let's go. We're on verse 30 now.
You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
Well, what do you know? God, you're amazing. The very next scripture, reverence my sanctuary. Are we reverencing the sanctuary when we're bringing in occultic images? When we're bringing in occultic ideas? No, we are not. Should we have anything to do with Halloween, period? Which is a holiday geared for Satan. Geared towards the spirit of fear. You see how the devil has tricked these churches? We should not touch the unclean thing. And it says, make holy his temple. Which means that altar is for the Lord. It is not to have anything satanic placed on it. And we will answer for that. Here we go.
Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards, to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God.
All right, pause right there. Don't defile your temple. When we seek after these things, we are defiling ourselves. All right, let's keep going.
Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord.
Oh.
And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, ye shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you. And thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
Okay, so what God is saying is, if they come to you, accept a man, but don't go back to Egypt. Don't participate in Egypt's culture or the way that they do things. We should not do that. Let's keep going.
Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, and meet God in weight or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes, and all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord.
Yes, he is jealous for us, Brian. We should be ye separate. We're going to go on to chapter 20.
Leviticus 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones.
Okay, Brian, just in case you don't know, Moloch is a god. God is being really specific. Because a lot of people, they would sacrifice their children to Moloch. And that is one thing that Hillary Clinton did that made a lot of people mad. Is she erected a statue in New York City to Moloch. So let's keep going.
And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Moloch, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name.
Oh, I think this is, because it says here, I will set my face against that man and cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed unto Moloch. How many times do we do that, Bribe, when we're in ministry and we have children, and we allow our children to grow up and take over the ministry, and then they start doing these crazy things? That is us basically sacrificing them over to Moloch. Because we're telling them, okay, you can do what you want in my church, even if you want to bring in satanic images and change the church. You're sacrificing them to Moloch. And that is not good in God's eyes. Let's keep going. We're on verse 4.
And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Moloch, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family.
Wow.
And will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people.
Wow, he's
sanctify
serious.
Yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God.
Okay, let me pause right there, Brad. When he says right here, sanctify yourselves, what do you think the Lord means when he says sanctify? He means, daughter and son, separate yourselves. Don't be a part of this mess. Don't participate when others are doing this. That's what he's saying in this whole morning thing today. We cannot control what other people do. Remember this, Bride. I've been teaching you this for a while now. We cannot control what other people do, but we can control what we do before the Lord. So if they want to do this ungodly mess in the sanctuary, I can get up and walk out. I can say, I will not touch the unclean thing. If you want to continue doing that mess, then you can do it, but I'm not going to be... That blood's not going to be on my hands. Because you know what happens, Bride? When you stay somewhere and you see what they're doing is ungodly in all its ways, and you see you just don't feel right in your spirit, but you stay there, you are participating in that. The blood of that incident and that act that they're doing is upon your hands. And it's the same way when you vote. When you vote for people that stand for satanic and ungodly things, the blood of what they do is on your hands. Because you put your name behind that. You put your stamp of approval on that. You decided to sit there and participate with them. God help the bride to stand up in this hour and say, I am not touching the unclean thing. If you want to do that, I'll sit at home. I'll refuse to go to church. I will not. I'll have church in my own house. I'm not doing that. But instead, we have people that sit in there and watch these people and participate with them and go right off the cliff with Moloch. We have to be careful of that. All right, let's keep going.
And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you.
Oh, come on.
For everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
Hmm.
And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wicked.
All right, I'm going to pause here, and I'm going to move on down because it goes through all the different ways God's going to kill people, basically. You know? So, let's go down here to verse 22. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land where I bring you to dwell therein spew you not out. Wow. Wow, what are you saying there, Lord? That the very land that we're on will spew us out through the iniquities of our heart, through participating in sin, tainting. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation. Come on. What does that mean, Bride? Not culture? I'm not going to participate in something just because my culture is doing it. Just because this community is doing it does not mean I have to participate in it. Which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other people. You know, Bride, it is okay to be separated. it is okay to be set apart. It does bring great persecution, I can guarantee that. It brings great persecution. But when we stand up for righteousness, our reward comes from heaven. Remember, we don't live for the temporary, we live for the eternal. Our reward is in heaven. So I encourage you today, touch not the unclean thing. Amen. Okay, so it says, and you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give. In other words, God may turn around and give you the land. Who knows? To possess a land that flowed with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, which has separated you from other people. You shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean. And you shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground. In other words, separate yourselves. Keep yourselves pure. Or have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy. And have severed you from other people that you should be mine. That is the word of the Lord today. He has separated us unto himself so that we can be his. He's jealous for us, bride. He is. A man also or a woman that has a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Yes, we don't want to be a part of any necromancy or wizardry or anything like that. We do not. Sorcery, divination, mediums, necromancy, witchcraft, spiritism, familiar spirits, new age, sorcery, astrology, occultism. We don't want anything to do with that, okay? So I pray, bride, that today you've been encouraged not to touch the unclean thing. So let's pray today, Lord. Well, first, I didn't even read the idol. Let me read the idol and then we'll pray, okay? Because this is what we're praying against today. Lord, we repent for bringing occultic things, symbols, TV shows, movies, kids' games, etc. into our homes. Please forgive us for partnering with the culture and allowing our children to read such things as Harry Potter and that going in our children's spirits for eternity. Forgive us, Lord, for slacking as stewards of our children. Help us to shut the door to the enemy at all gates and not allow him in. Lord, forgive us for bringing occultic things in our churches. Forgive us for bringing ideas created by Satan into our sanctuaries and using them as tactics to win souls. We do not have to partner with Satan to win souls. This is ludicrous. Forgive us of this treachery. Forgive us for tainting the altars of the church by bringing in unholy things and displaying that for the world to see. Forgive our churches for entertaining demons. Forgive the body of Christ for dabbling with witchcraft and the occult. Forgive us for trying to manipulate people and pastors to get our way. The Bible says that manipulation is as the sin of witchcraft. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for touching the unclean thing when we bring in new age and ungodly practices such as grave sucking, etc. Forgive us for all this mess. Forgive us for wearing crystals around our necks, getting tattoos with satanic images on them, wearing clothing displaying satanic images, etc. Heal us, God, from all offenses done to you by messing with witchcraft and the occult. We repent today. Cleanse your bride and help her not to touch the unclean thing. Also, Lord, help your bride to stand up and leave when they are somewhere that does these offenses. Help them to stand up for righteousness and not participate with mixing with the devil. Help them to be bold and courageous in Jesus' name. All right, Bible, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us to separate from this. Oh, Bobby, that's a good point. Bobby Hayden said, thank God for Jesus. There are not enough animals in this country to offer for sacrifices. for the sins of our nation. That is the truth. Amen, Bobby. All right, well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for bringing this to our attention today. And Lord, I pray for everyone that watches this broadcast that they will search their house out today and get rid of every occultic image and occultic thing in their home. That they will not partner with the unclean thing, that they will put their foot down. And if they see this happening in their church, that they just walk out, that they stand up and say, I'm not going to participate in that. Because there's so many churches now doing this, Lord. Please forgive us for this in our nation. Cleanse us, Lord, and help us to cleanse our sanctuaries back out. And Lord, I pray for everyone that is messed with these unclean things, with the diviners and sorcerers and all this, and the tarot cards. Lord, deliver them of that, Lord. Let them get rid of it out of their house. Let them to cut ties with people that they have done that with in the past, Lord, and help them to be set free in every area, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to operate in manipulation, trying to manipulate people to get what we want, Lord, not to be operating in the spirit of witchcraft, and again, in the spirit of Jezebel and all that, Lord. Forgive us and set us free today, Lord. Help us to be ye separate in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, Bride. Well, I'm going to go with my team. Y'all have a good day today. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm doing that show tonight about symbols. I was working on it all day yesterday. It's going to be awesome. So I'll see you tonight on that.